for Virginia Fernberg. Virginia Fernberg is poet and musician. And there she was, small, and small the finger on the drum. Or is it tambour? Kept slipping off her skirt. I mean, it was too big for her lap. And the other hand slapping down on it, only just in time for the other finger to stop it sliding down. She brought down the palm of her hand hard on the stained drum skin, working round the side of it, tapping with her small finger, and her nails scratching its stained skin, and round the edge, where the bright steel nails are. No, not a tambourine. She didn't jingle-jangle. And she is also very confident on the piano. And why isn't she going to America? And why aren't I? It's been so long. I almost could again. I mean, I almost remember the day Nixon resigned, his veins bulging, and our veins don't bulge. They're too far from the surface. And anyway, most of us aren't that competitive, just territorial like B, who also had small fingers and toes, and jabbed with her index finger. And I said her toes were chopped off. Mine were prehensile like my dad's. I thought I had his body anyway, I mean the hands and feet and face. And of course I'm writing about me now, serious like B. And always stroke against the base of the toes, the fingers of the feet. It's the insides of the joints which are the most feeling, e.g. the inside of the elbow, where the skin is drawn over the wooden. "Why didn't you tell me to free associate?" whined the woman, who had a curious habit of annoying her psychiatrist by transferring her intelligence onto him, so that he was supposed to do all the thinking. "It was hard not to get irritated," he said, "and you had to sympathise." No lap at all in the lap of the gods, the shapeless jumper, the red scarf. I'm slipping off again.